T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And Ben, thanks so much, man, for jumping on here with Dukes and Bell. I want to start with the quarterback. And, you know, from my perception, you tell me if I'm wrong, when they drafted Drake May, there were, like, hesitation and, oh, I don't know if this guy's going to be any good. And it feels like now everybody is totally on board and you're starting to see him flourish in this system.
Yeah, I think when Drake May was drafted last year, the hesitation you talk about is just, I think, the natural hesitation that anyone says about a quarterback. Even, I mean, don't, you know, the Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf debate, no one knew that Peyton Manning would great. So no one quite knew how Drake May would turn out. And he had he showed flashes his rookie year. It was not a good season last year with a bad roster, a bad coaching staff. He comes into the lineup, I think the sixth game of the season, only wins one game that he played from start to finish, but showed like some traits. And so you felt positive about Drake going into the season. And he's just blown you away with how much he's improved, not only from last year to this year, but even from week one to week eight. I mean, Drake May in week one against the Raiders looked tentative. He looked lost, uncomfortable out there, did not have a good game at all. And there were a lot of questions about, what did the Patriots do all training camp? And then he started to click in week two in Miami, and then starting from there on, Drake May and the Patriots offense have just been lights out. So it's been phenomenal improvement for someone who's not even 24 years old, but you know, the Patriots were always convicted, like the Giants, the Vikings, they offered multiple first round picks to go up and trade with the Patriots last year and get him. And the Patriots said no to every one of their offers. So I don't think they were offered like the Godfather offer. Like, I don't think it was they threw everything on the table, but they were offering a lot, the Giants and the Vikings, to try to get Drake May. And the Patriots, Elliott Wolf, to their credit, said no and stuck with Drake May. And here we are in year two, and he's already playing like a superstar.
You know, Ben, the thing is, for young quarterbacks to have multiple OCs, you know, Baker Mayfield struggled with it. He still does. Now, it seems like you got a guy in Josh McDaniels. He might not ever pan out as a head coach, but he seems like the brilliant offensive mind and the perfect guy for Drake May.
He's been a great addition so far. I mean, the Patriots offense, it's remarkable. I mean, the way that Drake May is pushing the ball down the field pretty fearlessly. I mean, they lead the NFL in, like, air yards. In their passes, and he's up there yards per attempt and completion percentage, like over 75%, which is just insane. The efficiency they're having this year on offense. McDaniels, I think, has proven over the years that he's not just a product of Tom Brady. You know, he was the Patriots coordinator when Matt Castle, you know, had his 11-5 season. He actually got decent production out of Cam Newton that one year.
Right.
The Patriots went to the playoffs in 2021 with a rookie, Mac Jones, and that was Mac Jones' best season when he had McDaniels. So it's been a great addition for the Patriots. Their offense has been much better. People expected the Patriots to be solid on defense and to struggle on offense this year, and it's been kind of the opposite. The defense hasn't struggled, but hasn't really been tested. The Patriots' schedule has been so easy. But the performance of the Patriots' offense has been fantastic. And because Josh McDaniels has, you know, struck out twice already as a head coach, I don't think the Patriots have to worry about him getting, right, you know, plucked away anytime soon. So that's another thing that the Patriots really have to like.
What about the secondary, Ben? Not that we're throwing it around the yard like, you know, Dan Marino, but what about the secondary? Are there question marks there? And would you say that's the weak link of the defense?
The question marks are at safety. The Patriots have had a lot of movement there. They just traded Kyle Duggar to the Steelers. They let Jabril Peppers go earlier this year. He went to the Steelers. Getting rid of the old guard and Vrabel starting to get his new guys. Craig Woodson, a rookie fourth-round pick, is playing back there. He's going to play like a rookie at times. But, I mean, on the outside, the Patriots have an excellent man coverage duo in Christian Gonzalez, who is, you know, one of the two or three best corners in the game right now. And then Carlton Davis, the veteran on the other side. So the Patriots, good versatility in the secondary. They mix it up a lot between man and zone. But they can press you and play tight man coverage if they need to. And what's been interesting is the Patriots have been terrible in the first quarter. I think 4 of 8 teams have hit them for an opening drive touchdown. And it's just like week after week, Vrabel keeps trying something new at practice. And quarterbacks like Bryce Young and Spencer Rattler and Dylan Gabriel still come out and throw a touchdown on the opening drive. Mm. And then the Patriots totally clamp down over the final three quarters. And those quarterbacks just, you know, they can't sustain any momentum. So eventually these slow starts, you know, falling into a 7-3 hole, 14-6, eventually it's going to come back to bite the Patriots, you know, when they play like maybe the Bucs or the Ravens. But right now, they're just, you know, their offense has been so good. Their defense is able to clamp down after that first drive, and they just overwhelm teams over 60 minutes.
How is the red zone defense? Because our red zone is the dead zone right now, Ben.
I think the Patriots have room to improve there. That their red zone percentage is among the lower in the league. But, I mean, the Patriots, I think, are fourth in points allowed. So, I think a lot of that is who they're playing. I mean, they've played Cam Ward, Spencer Rattler, Dylan Gabriel, Bryce Young, like a murderer's row of just crappy quarterbacks. So, like everything about their 6-2, all their numbers, like there is a little bit of a yeah button involved.
Okay.
You digging the vibe of Mac Hollins? He was here for a season or so with us, and he's a different dude, isn't he?
Yeah, the whole barefoot thing. And he had a Halloween costume today that the Patriots posted on their Twitter account. I couldn't figure out what it was exactly. But I like Mac Hollins because he randomly went to my rival high school. We both grew up in Maryland in suburban D.C. And neither of our high schools is at all known for football. And when I saw that Mac Hollins went to Wooten, I was like, unbelievable. Like we chatted for like 15 minutes about growing up in Montgomery County, Maryland. But he's been a great addition for them. He's put up some numbers. He's caught at least one or two touchdowns, you know, some big plays down the field. He's been their like third or fourth receiver. He's been physical, you know, blocking down the field and in the run game. A lot of times when they go heavy with tight ends, he'll be the one receiver out there because he's also a good blocker. And he seems to have fit in well from what I can tell in the locker room. So Mac Hollins, all the attention was on Stephon Diggs in the offseason, and rightfully so. And Diggs has been solid as well. But Mac Hollins has fit in nicely. And I think a lot of that has to do also with he played, I think, one season with McDaniels in Vegas. So he at least knew the offense a little bit coming in.
Talking with Ben Volen, guys, giving us the breakdown on what's going up there in New England from the Boston Globe. According to our sources, our buddy Mac went as a bishop, Carl, as a chess piece.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
So now you know the rest of the story, Ben. So has the goalposts or the goal line moved now? Are expectations higher? Do you feel this team can win this division? I mean, you showed – obviously, it was a big kind of coming out party beating Buffalo.
No question. I mean, yeah, it's all on the table. I don't see Buffalo as some super team. Uh-huh. Although I looked it up, and over the last 5 years, they always hit a lull like this. They always lose a couple games midseason. And like a couple years ago, they were 6-6, the Bills were. And after Thanksgiving, over the last 5 years, the Bills are 26-5. So they just turn it on after Thanksgiving. And if you're the Patriots, I think you got to stack as many wins as you can now because the Bills are not going anywhere. But, yeah, I mean, the Patriots can win the division. I think where the goalpost has changed, where starting 6-2 and seeing that the AFC is wide open and doesn't have that many great teams, I think if they don't make the playoffs at this point, I think that's a disappointment. And I wouldn't have said that at the beginning of the season, considering, you know, 2 straight 4-13 seasons. But with the 6-2 start, and as easy as the schedule is and as good as they're looking and all that, like, if they don't make the playoffs now, that would be a disappointing finish for them. So they need to, you know, Mike Vrabel has said it, you know, the old cliche, like, they don't end the season after week 8. So, like, they know it's just the beginning of the season, and the, like, there used to be a saying in the Tom Brady days that the football season doesn't start till after Thanksgiving. Mm. So if the Patriots want to prove they're for real, you know, they'll kind of live by that credo.
Ben, what's up with Stephon Diggs? Just curious. You know, when they made that move, it was like, oh, and then you talk about, you know, the last few seasons when they did not win a lot of games. Where is he at in this whole makeup of this offense and how they're using him?
Yeah, I mean, Stephon Diggs has been great. Like, for a guy coming back from an ACL suffered last October, he didn't. He started training camp day one. They didn't have to put him on pup. He looks really good physically. Like, he's a really hard worker. He's filled in really nicely. He's had a couple 100-yard games. He's more of a slot, middle of the field guy, but he'll go deep. He'll work the sidelines. Like, he's a savvy receiver for Drake May, knows how to play scramble drills too. Like, that experience with Josh Allen, I think, has served Drake May and Stephon Diggs well. And so far, I mean, I think a lot of it's because they're 6-2 and everything's so positive, but he's been a great fit and I haven't noticed any issues. I mean, last week they're on the 1-yard line and they went out of their way to get Diggs his first touchdown catch, which in and of itself is interesting. But then, like, you saw the reaction of everyone. They were so excited for the guy, and the way that his teammates and coaches celebrated for him. I think everyone was genuinely happy for Stephon Diggs. So he's been great. And their other receiver, Kayshon Boutte out of LSU, he's been tremendous, you know, more of the deep ball guy. Those two and Drake May have been quite it's been quite a duo for Drake May. And I mean, they're like, this is crazy, guys. Drake May's numbers this year are insane. I looked it up for, you know, all time quarterbacks in weeks 1-8. Drake May's got the 8th highest passer rating of all time, but he rates up there with the greatest seasons ever, like Brady in 07, Kurt Warner in 99, Dan Marino in 84, and like Peyton Manning in like 13 with the Broncos. And then there's Drake May. And so, you know, a lot of that is the receivers he's got there with Boutte and Stephon Diggs having a great season.
Ben Baller, before we cut you loose, I think we haven't been on. It's been like 4 years last time we played the Patriots. But Ben, surprise or any, did you ever see Bill Belichick and the way his life has gone, not to mention where his career has gone? Do you ever anticipate him being where he is right now?
No, and for multiple reasons. I mean, just like the sight of him at UNC, which is, as we know, not exactly a blue blood football program. That's obviously, you know, a little sad. And then, like, everything about it. I mean, he's falling into all the behavior traps of everything he used to preach against, with the distractions and, you know, having non-football people around the facility, and obviously with his girlfriend serving as this big publicity distraction. I will say, though, like, the last couple weeks, signs of life from UNC. They took Virginia to the limit last week. Oh, I liked Belichick going for 2 in overtime and going for the win. It fell short. But they're, like, moral victories. They are playing tougher and they are being more competitive. So, you know, maybe Belichick can point to UNC and show the fans, like, hey, at least we're improving through the season, because that's really the only thing they've got right now. Otherwise, it's been pretty close to an unmitigated disaster there for Belichick.
So,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ben Volen's all over it, guys. Writes for the Boston Globe, senior NFL writer, been covering the league for a long time. In 2023, Ben put out there that if the Patriots moved on from Gerard Mayo, that that Robert Kraft would probably want to go after Vrabel. 2023 posted that. This is where they are now, and this is a team that looks like they're on the come. We will see what happens Sunday. Ben, always a pleasure, man. Keep killing it.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, man.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.